Page 39. 2014 CCB Resolutions Summaries by Jeff Tom, Chair Resolutions Committee. Resolution 2014-1 urges the state to adopt procedures under which the Department of Rehabilitation would be permitted to contract with other state agencies to provide for the acquisition of technology, both hardware and software, for those employees who are blind or who have low vision, and provides that this organization work with the California Health and Human Services Agency, the Department of Rehabilitation, the Department of General Services, and other appropriate state agencies for the commencement of this practice. Page 40. Resolution 2014-2 calls upon the Director of the Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, to establish a working group comprised of decision-makers from within DOR and a minimum of 2 Blind Advisory Committee members to develop within 6 months a policy for implementing the state price schedule in a manner that addresses the concerns outlined in this resolution and provides that should DOR fail to meet this timeline, the California Council of the Blind will seek legislative redress for this long-standing inequity. Resolution 2014-3 provides that CCB strongly oppose the governor's 2014-15 budget proposal concerning production of Braille and large print textbooks and urges the legislature and the governor to maintain the Department of Education's existing responsibility for providing large print and Braille textbooks. Resolution 2014-4 provides that CCB seek legislation to provide for instruction in the expanded core curriculum. Page 41. Resolution 2014-5 commends and congratulates Dr. Stuart Wittenstein for his outstanding service to persons who are blind or visually impaired and wishes him our very best in his future endeavors. Resolution 2014-6 urges CCB members to contact their congressional representatives to encourage support and co-sponsorship of H.R. 3749, which would establish a pilot project for Medicare coverage of low-vision aids and provides that should H.R. 3749 is enacted, if it is to be implemented only in certain geographical areas, this organization do all in its power to advocate to make California part of the demonstration project. Resolution 2014-7 demands that the Health and Human Services Agency institute immediate and effective measures to address and rectify the violations of law identified in this resolution concerning the failure of the State Department of Health Care Services and other entities to provide information in accessible formats, and offers its resources and expertise in the investigation and implementation of appropriate remedies. The resolution also provides that, unless meaningful action is taken by the California Health and Human Services Agency within 90 days of the delivery to it and to the Governor's Office of this resolution, the California Council of the Blind will consider feasible and appropriate legal action to protect the civil rights of persons who are blind or visually impaired in the publicly funded healthcare arena. Page 42. Resolution 2014-8 urges the President of the UC system and the Chancellor of the CSU system, in collaboration with affected employee bargaining organizations and other stakeholders, to implement the same or comparable classifications within their personnel systems that shall include comparable benefits and protections, and provides that if these systems do not address this problem within a reasonable amount of time, this organization shall consider the possibility of introducing remedial legislation. Resolution 2014-9 expresses its profound appreciation for the outstanding work of each and every one of the volunteers at the 2014 Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind. Resolution 2014-10 expresses CCB's appreciation for the outstanding services provided during its 2014 conference and convention by the staff of the Arden West Hilton Hotel, and provides that the president of this organization forward this resolution to the hotel management.